you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
If you've your kids found something strange in your nightstand, you know, not strange to you, strange to them.
A sex toy. You mean a sex toy?
Yes, I mean a sex toy. Or lube or whatever, you know.
Handcuffs. You
know? Handcuffs. Dildo, strap on, you know.
Whatever you're into.
Yeah.
I was looking for dad's.
Benoit.
The ball gig.
Dad's penthouse stash at one time.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I think I found a personal massager in the nightstand.
Are you reading that out loud? Or is it your
no,
mom?
No.
Oh, your mom had one?
This is my personal experience.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, one of those. In the commercial, oh, you showed the girl holding up to her neck?
Yeah.
Which is not where they used it.
Right.
Man, that's going to be a Deadpool name, you know that. Todd's mom's vibrator. Yeah. Or it might have been Larry's.
It might have.
Maybe he's kinky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe she used it on Larry.
No, I got another note and I can't find it right now.
Just grabbing his ankles.
Guy had the same circumstance. He was looking for dad's porn stash.
Yeah. Found something else.
Found a couple of mom's stories.
Yeah,
usually they're in the same vicinity.
Yeah, my dad's porn stash was, well, it was Playboy's or Penthouse, was in a sock drawer.
Man, these jokes about Todd's dad, now that I've actually met him, are way too...
Oh, you never knew, you had met Larry until then, huh?
I had never met him until the Hall of Fame thing last month.
Larry's a good dude, man. Known him for a long time. And,
but these jokes are so much more vivid now.
I know.
And it's much more disturbing.
If you think of his ankles behind his head.
Right. Yeah, it's like much Nick more disturbing now.
And Nick just met him, too.
Yeah. My dad's porn stash would have been a bunch of dudes getting railed by other dudes.
Big letdown for you if you went searching for that.
Oh, I forgot about your dad's porn stash. You're right. Well, you still find C-rings and dildos.
Yeah. You know. Great.
In the morning.
Morning, Craig. Your dad have any porn stash?
Not aware of it.
Being a preacher and everything?
Not aware of it.
Hey, he might have a little secret fetish. You didn't know that.
Not aware of it.
Yeah,
well, yeah, that's my point. I'm not aware of it.
You don't want to know.
Maybe he hit it well.
Yeah.
He would have had to.
Because you looked?
We're going through all his stuff now.
Oh, suck it, Jesus.
No, and there's none of that.
No vibrators, no dildos?
Nothing.
Not a Jesus butt plug? Jesus butt plug would have been great.
Your stepmom might have taken care of that.
Right.
Who knows?
Oh, she took care of it.
But I mean, in all the stuff, here and there and everywhere, which there is way too much.
Right.
The Jesus butt plug is a thing.
Yes, it is.
You can get a Jesus butt plug.
Yes, it is.
Is that easy to pull out because his arms are outstretched? You can just latch onto the arms?
I don't think it's Christ the Redeemer.
Oh.
The Reamer. It's Christ the Reamer is what they call that. So my dad had these boobs that looked like, the talking fish, but these were boobs. And
as you do.
And you turn it, and they hung on the wall. Somebody gave them to him as a gag gift. He might have bought them knowing him. And
does it sing?
Yeah, and you turn them on, I think it's like Jingle Bells, something like that. And the boobs go back and forth. Nice. They move back and forth. So
that doesn't make any sense. Because at least Billy Bass sings Take Me to the River.
I don't even know what it was, but it makes noises.
Or Billy Big Mouth.
It makes something, and the boobs move. The boobs move. And they're like skin-colored, you know.
And you get hypnotized.
Whatever. Like so we were looking through my dad's house, and we were home for the summer, and I'm packing stuff up to ship back that I wanted, and Ryder wanted those. So I go, okay, so I put it in the case, and I'm opening the box when they get it mailed to me, because we had to mail all that stuff back, and right on top of these big, huge boobs plaque, you know. So I said, put these downstairs, you know. I can hang them up or upstairs or down. Or so the other day I go down to get some, I'm looking for something in his room, and he's not there, and they're just laying there on the bed. Just these boobs are laying there on the bed thinking, what's going on there?
I'm sure nothing.
Nothing.
Batteries in it? Is it still singing?
Well, one boob doesn't move.
That's
yeah.
Too bad.
One static boob.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah. Maybe it got all strokey, the one boob.
Was that the case before he inherited it?
No, it didn't. Yeah, he turned it on in Pennsylvania, and it, only one boob was moving, but we kept it anyway. He wants to remember his pop, you know?
You could probably take that in and get it fixed.
Yeah, a little lube in there.
Right. I'm sure there's somewhere that fixes that.
Like the vacuum repair shop. Yeah,
yeah. Does it have a name?
No, you know, I'll bring him in.
Because I can't remember the name of the singing bass.
Yeah, Billy Bass, I think it was.
Was it Billy
it
Bass?
It was Billy Bass, I think.
Yeah, Billy Big Mouth, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they said nothing on the walls of the new studio.
I know.
That would be, okay, we'll see about that.
We'll do that. I'll take it down every night. Put it in Push's room.
Jingle jugs?
That's it.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Christmas theme, jingle jugs.
So whatever you're looking at is probably exactly what he had. I know. You have to show it to me, but yeah.
Oh, this is just a listing on eBay. But
jingle jugs,
it's
right.
It's sold out.
Yeah. It's sold out.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Red kind of bikini top on it.
It's classy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The trophy rack you always wanted.
Right.
Like that?
Yeah, but there's no bikini
there's
on
no,
there.
There's
no. None.
Oh.
No, there's
they're
no
just
bikini.
Like exposed nipples?
It's just exposed nipples and everything, right.
Is there a troubleshooting category? Only one of my boobs will move.
Yeah. I got it. Oh, it's like in my son's bed.
Maybe don't bring it in.
Yeah.
Maybe don't touch it.
Yeah.
On images, one of those pictures comes up. The girls that'll cut the holes out in their Christmas sweaters
yeah,
and then
like
put
that.
Little tassels on the end
I
of the
like
nipples.
That. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Today is Roberto Clemente Day.
Yeah. Everybody's going
to coinciding with the start of Hispanic Heritage Month.
They're going to retire his number all around the league. It's stupid not.
Is there a reason they picked today? Birthday, anniversary.
It's
the
start of Hispanic Heritage Month.
Yeah, remember Craig mentioned earlier, yeah.
Why do they start that in the middle of the month?
We're not sure.
We don't know. It's Mexican month down there. I just said there.
Yeah, so. I didn't realize. You know, I needed to learn more about Roberto Clemente.
Well,
I didn't realize.
He grew up in Pennsylvania, so, yeah.
Exactly. He played for the Pirates all those years and whatnot. Right. And, you know, I'm familiar with the name, but beyond that.
He was amazing.
I don't know. He was one of the originals to say, no, I want to be what I am.
Right.
Don't call me Bob.
No.
But, which a lot of the
Latin players,
the
right,
sportscasters would do.
Right.
Would just call him Bob
mm-hmm.
rather than Roberto. And he didn't know. Call me Roberto.
Right.
What
Jackie Robinson did for black players, Roberto Clemente did for Latin players.
Well, not just.
But he wasn't the first.
No, he wasn't the first, but he was the most famous.
Right. Black guys were still sitting on the bus when he was playing.
Right.
When the white guys on the team were inside the restaurant eating.
Right.
And the black guys were still on the bus.
Right.
And he didn't care for that. So he got that. He got them working on that. And, well, at least give us a car to get us somewhere else so we can eat.
Right. Isn't that pathetic?
Yes. I can't imagine.
Well, you can.
I'm surprised other dudes on the team are like, hang out on the bus. Right. We'll be inside eating.
Yes. Yeah. That's what had to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of those guys don't want to live in a world where people are treated equally.
Yep.
I've never understood that.
Well, they're called racist.
How about equality?
Yeah. Nope.
Argue against equality,
all
please.
Lives matter, Todd.
And racism. What's your argument?
I'm racist.
A little bit of racism is pretty good.
Yeah.
No? No, it's not.
Well, they think it gives them an edge.
Yeah.
Was he an active player when he died?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was,
it was between seasons, right?
Flying. It was over New Year's Eve. He was flying down to Nicaragua to help out.
A relief effort
earthquake.
For an earthquake.
Yeah,
and
his plane wrecked. He played a long time when he died, but he still was 37, maybe 38 when he died.
So all the major league players get to wear 21.
24.
No, they wear 21.
Twenty-one.
He
was close.
Yeah. Well, in Ray's defense, he couldn't see 21. He just took a guess.
He could feel it.
Yeah, but there wasn't
his
Braille.
Instincts were hovering around it.
There was Braille back then.
Yeah, I know.
But the Pirates weren't wearing Braille jerseys.
They were
so,
not. And they'd say, Ray, stop touching me, too. That'd be weird.
Oh, and today is National Cheese Toast Day.
All right.
Hey, nothing wrong with cheese toast.
I like cheese. I like toast.
Yeah.
What's cheese toast? Like garlic bread?
That's basically what it is. Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
And who doesn't like garlic bread?
Yeah. Well, with cheese on it. Garlic bread is garlic bread, not cheese.
Yeah, but good garlic bread comes with cheese on top,
you got to put
too.
Cheese on it, too. Right.
When we were in Chicago, I ordered a sandwich that they were like, do you want that on the Italian bread or the garlic bread? I'm like, what do you like? They're like, garlic bread. So the sandwich comes out, meatball sub. I get like the extra mozzarella on it. Yeah. I go to take a bite and all the meatballs just shoot out the back of the sandwich. So I try to put it back together. It was like the hardest sandwich to eat. I felt like such an idiot. Like, I can't consume a sandwich.
I've done that. They make them too loose.
Yeah, I'd use a fork and a knife.
Right.
Yeah, it's like no matter where I squeeze, it was impossible.
The ball
just
popped out, right? Yeah, I hate that.
A meatball.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, I'm going to send you this image that I took on TV last night. But have you seen the Tom Brady, the bread fragrance Subway commercial?
He's all over now, so I'm not sure which one.
I just like the one where Steph Curry asks him if he actually eats bread.
Yeah.
You actually eat bread?
There's no way that dude eats Subway.
Took this picture when I was high, but he's standing over like a bucket kind of thing. You know, he's opening up a bucket, like an ice bucket, and this piece of bread emerges, and it looks like a penis. It looks like the head of a penis is sticking out. I just sent it to you.
Okay.
Tell me if you're seeing that or if it's just me.
I usually see penis.
No, that looks like a penis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a penis.
No, I'm with you, Todd.
That's
and I haven't seen this commercial. I don't know what this is
from. That's a penis, yeah.
And he's looking down and admiring it, basically.
Yeah, it's got a head.
It does.
It's got a head, man.
And circumcised.
Yeah. All right, post that up on the social media, then, since I'm not the only one who's seeing that.
So that is actually like a loaf of Subway bread that it's supposed to be?
It's a loaf of bread emerging.
And why does his head look like Beavis, man, or Butthead?
It does. It's the hair he's wearing there.
I know, you're right. I know, but it's just the angle.
They got them all foofed up because they're mocking a fragrance commercial.
Got it.
It's the fragrance of bread.
A penis.
Yeah,
it's right at crotch level.
It is. And the way the bread is shaped, it looks like
that. Yeah, share that in the social media. Yeah.
That's a pretty good picture for being baked.
Yeah. Brady. Greg, hear about him for another 5 years. That dude ain't ever quitting.
Wasn't he 44?
Unless you take a knee out, he ain't quitting.
But at some point, it's going to have to be the end. He would have thought by now.
I think it's just an ego thing with him. He doesn't want to be out of the spotlight.
Well, he's still good.
And he's still good.
Yeah,
but
he doesn't have to be.
But there's a lot of guys that do leave, and they could be good, but they just quit.
No, I don't know.
There
he might
guys.
Be an outlier.
Well, he's definitely an outlier.
Yeah, he is.
He's definitely an outlier. He needs to just take his knee taken out.
They tried that once, and it didn't work.
The Chiefs did that.
Yeah,
he was younger then, too.
It didn't take.
Yeah, I just don't hate him as much since he left New England.
Well, I do like that he's not with them. I still hate him, but I do like that he's not with them. Because, Patriot fans act like they still root for him. And no, you don't. Because you're not going to win Super Bowls without him. So I do think that is funny that he's not a Patriot. Yes.
Yeah, I liked when he left the Patriots until they just decimated the Chiefs in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I'm like, you asshole. Got us again with a different team.
I know.
God.
He's the NFC's problem now, though.
Then they won, too, that game.
I know.
Where they played, as soon as he got the ball back at the end, you're like, he's winning this game.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Study conducted by sexual wellness brand Love Honey finds that most women achieve better orgasms from masturbation rather than being with your tired ass.
Who are you looking at there?
Oh, whoever's listening, basically.
You're tired.
Not
ass.
You. He's All not right. looking at you, whoever oh, yeah. you are.
I would,
of course he's not looking at you.
Yes, he was.
He means everybody else.
Yes, he was.
Makes sense. Dudes are gross.
We tense up at the end.
And, right. It's all like a lot of concentrating.
Right, and that that vibrator doesn't tense up. It keeps moving, man. What's to tell you that?
It was the opposite for men.
We get off better with chicks?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's skin on skin. Let the love begin.
Yeah. For women, they had to deal with us.
You're tired. And dudes are gross. Thank you, ladies. Thank you, ladies are cuddling
up to our
gross
ass. So they were better
with
masturbation. So, they had a better orgasm from masturbation.
Man.
Than with being with our tired ass. Yeah. And, man, it's better we got to be with them than although we all know masturbation is just fine. Thank you.
It's fine, but if somebody else touches it, it's better.
It is.
Yeah.
It's a placeholder.
Yeah. Thank you.
Unless you're a chick.
Yep.
And apparently it's not.
Right.
Well, that makes complete sense.
Right.
Yeah. Did they get a bad sample?
No, I think that's probably true.
Or do you think women in general would agree with that?
Well, I don't know. I think they like loving, a little loving. But we are gross. Nick is right. You know?
Well, and if I think dudes are more grateful. The girl, you're not going to be like, oh, she's doing that. You're like, oh, she's here.
Right.
And if a girl's masturbating, she's only going to be doing stuff she likes.
Yeah. And then you say, you mind
true.
If I hang around and watch?
Right. Oh, there comes Todd the Voyeur checking in. Todd the Voyeur checking in.
You wouldn't watch that? If someone said,
oh, yeah.
Let me
yeah, but I'd rather join in and
course.
Watch.
Let me put
heartbeat.
On a show for you.
I'd rather join in.
Oh,
though,
sure,
than
but
watch.
Let's say that's not an option.
I'd still watch, but I'd be over there. I said, now you get to watch.
Yeah.
Get to. Get to.
Thank you, Craig.
Right, you get
now
to.
You get to watch.
Thank you.
Right.
You get to.
This will be impressive. This will turn you on. Watch how my head leans back.
So we go back to women prefer masturbation.
The hips arch.
We do get back to the women prefer masturbation.
Okay.
You're tired ass.
Yeah, ladies, thank you for everything.
About 2/3 of men masturbate regularly, according to this study.
The other third's lying.
Yeah. Yep.
The other third masturbate irregularly?
Well, about 40% sideways. Of women masturbate regularly.
Yeah,
I don't know what regularly is.
They don't masturbate as much as guys.
No, they don't.
They don't.
Which I found it hard to believe that.
They
orgasm better, but only 40% of them.
Well, they say it's at least somewhat due to historical stigmas around female self-pleasure.
See, I'm always surprised by that. Yeah. If I was a girl, that's all I would do.
Right.
Isn't it time to get
You're
rid of that
You're a dude
stigma?
And that's all you do.
Yes, it is. And that's, why, and that's one of the reasons we're here, is to help get rid of it. But we still have to go through the problem of helping to actually get rid of it rather than just saying it's over, move on.
No, flick away. Nobody is going to be offended by that.
Yeah, but they might have sex with us less then if they start flicking more.
Your partner. Yeah. No.
Or tired ass.
No,
they
no,
might.
I don't think
they
so.
Might.
They might want it more. It might increase their appetite.
That's true, too. Like it does ours.
You'd like to think.
Yeah.
Yes, I would.
Flick away.
That's very romantic.
Most of both men and women say 5 to 10 minutes, about the amount of time that they needed to get the job done.
Oh, they're really overestimating.
Well, depending on what clip you're coming
well,
up.
Depends
then it
on
might
when
take
you
more.
Start. Right. Depends on when you start the clock.
Well, usually you can see by the clip. The clip has a timer on it.
Okay, but should you be counting looking for the clip? I think so. That's part of the deal.
That all counts. Yeah, that all counts.
Yeah. And apparently the main reason that both men and women masturbate was to relieve sexual tension, and to relax. Relieving boredom was also mentioned.
I'm going to go in the office and masturbate.
All right. Hey, we ain't going to have an office anymore. You better get that out of your system now.
There's a lot of windows.
Yeah.
And 3/4 of women used sex toys during the masturbation. 35% of men used sex toys during their self-love practice.
Come on, kids. Daddy's got to masturbate.
That number is higher than I would think.
Again, that's one of those stigmas that we have to get rid of.
Which one?
Guys using sex toys. Because that's creepy. Or, you know, people...
It shouldn't be.
It's an unfair double standard.
It is unfair.
It is.
Yeah.
I think it's a...
I don't know. Because one's much more messy than the other.
Yeah.
Is it really?
A lot of the sex...
Generally, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, I think there's just as much bodily fluid that spills onto all sex toys.
Spills. Do you want a cigarette or do you want to masturbate?
Yes. My answer was the same this time, by the way, as it was that time.
Okay, so I put that Tom Brady photo up on social media, and we got one response here. Christian says he actually sees two dinks in the picture.
Yeah. Really?
Well, one's holding the top of the box.
Brady, Brady's a dick.
Yeah.
I get it.
That's the joke.
All right. Come on. Do you want a cigarette or do you want to masturbate?
Yes.
All right. Come on back. Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.